Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. So what if I told you that God is using AI to set the stage for one of the greatest kingdom advancements of all time, of our whole generation, but of all time, not just as a tool for convenience, not just as a next step in tech, but as a prophetic invitation, an invitation for his people to engage with innovation the same way that Joseph governed Egypt's people and economy, or Daniel interpreted political shifts in Babylon by listening to God's voice in the middle of cultural transformation. Imagine what could happen if spirit-filled believers sat at the tables of the world's greatest technologies, not to retreat or critique, but to shape and steward them. Well, what if AI is like a giant spiritual gift for us, not just the technology? I know that's a really scary thing, but you know, today we're going to look at this because a lot of us are afraid of AI, but God wants to do something through it. We're going to look at what he wants to do first before everything else. Well, hey, I want to welcome you to the Exploring the Prophetic Show. I'm Sean Bowles, and today's episode is going to stretch your imagination and call you higher in your faith. We're talking about something the world is racing to understand. Artificial intelligence, yes. But we're going to do it through a biblical lens, hopefully. Now, before we get into it, make sure you're subscribed on YouTube or on a favorite podcast app or wherever you watch the show. And if it's been a blessing, consider supporting us at bowlesministries.com/give. And in the month of August, it's our Spiritual Growth Mentoring Community's new class. And we're going after interpreting your personal revelation and your dreams. And you're going to get practical experience and some really good coaching and hands-on experience, like just experience from our pastoral director, Jeff Holt, and the dreamer guy, Stephen Maddox. Join us at bowlesministries.com. It's a 4-week class. You don't want to miss it. Okay, let's go into this, because I know so many of you have heard all the things, and we have major AI experts who are afraid. We have the church who's afraid. We have major business leaders who are afraid. People are afraid of losing your jobs. But AI, artificial intelligence, it's here. I mean, it's learning, it's building, it's designing, and it's helping. And yes, it's also a little terrifying in a lot of movies that are horror movies that have been made on the basis of what happens when AI takes over. So what if it's not the enemy, though? What if it really is a gift from God, misused, of course, by some, misunderstood by a lot of people, but still intended to be a powerful tool to advance the gospel? And I look at Genesis 1:20, it says, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. That's not just about babies or farms. That's a mandate of innovation. And we don't see it that way at all times. But when you look at what God is, or who God is, he is an innovator. He's a creator. And God created raw material and said, now partner with me and make something of this raw material. Make something of this. Like, actually go forth. And I'm of the biblical worldview that all good things come from God first, because he plans the release in their timing, and man might pervert them, the enemy can use them, but it doesn't stop God from doing what he wants through these things. And sometimes, and lots of times, you know, we see what the enemy's doing and the attacks against humanity. It becomes like a smoke and mirrors for what God's really doing in a lot of these spaces. And we can see that in the music industry. Like right now, the Diddy scandal has broken out. I know it's not as hot of a topic now as it was a few months ago, but at the same time, this whole Diddy scandal's happening, you have some of the greatest favor and positioning in Billboard artists who are Christians, some even worship leaders, which is wild. We have more Christians on the Billboard top 100 than ever in history. And it's hitting a generation. It's actually touching the generation and our values, because music imparts culture, and they're imparting something to the music that, whether it be Brandon Lake and Jelly Roll, whether it be Lauren Daigle, whoever it is, Forrest Frank, it's impacting our generation. And you could poo-poo the whole industry of music if you don't look for what God's doing and how God uses these things as tools. And I think God, you know he made us in his image, but he also made angelic beings to serve him and ultimately to help us. And it's no wonder that man, I mean, I do, desires to create AI to be a helpmate for our existence, because it's a reflection in some ways of our desire to be creators or co-create with God. Where his sons and his daughters were made in his image. And I think the breakout inventions of AI are more of a herald of how close we are to Jesus returning than it's a herald of the corruption of man or of the world ending in a bad way. When you think about Basil in Exodus 31, he was the original Holy Spirit filled craftsman, and he was so anointed. I mean, the guy was so anointed to build with excellence. And Daniel was a prophetic voice in Babylon, but he understood data and politics and shifting empires and every matter of wisdom and understanding. The king found him 10 times better in Daniel 1:20. You think of Joseph, the economic prophet of Egypt. He was interpreting God's dream for a nation, then of building a national supply chain to save the world. Not a big deal. These were not preachers. These were spiritual innovators. These were people who were in the middle of culture that changes everything when you look at the Bible that way. The Bible is not just supposed to be very church building centric of how we operate and just the context of going to church on Sundays and the midweek service and all those things. All those things are great supports, but we are supposed to be in the world making disciples of the world. That's like the Great Commission. And sometimes we lose track of that with the church-centric religious opportunities we have, and we lose focus on what God's doing in the vast parts of the world. And I think for us, Bob Hass and I are always interviewing people, and right now we're in the latest season of Exploring the Marketplace. We just launched it a few weeks ago, who are in the marketplace, and they're sharing how their faith gives them a different opportunity and changes them and even the world around them. And it's phenomenal to hear the stories of farmers and venture capitalists and inventors and innovators and how much God is doing in those spaces. But we don't often think about God in those spaces because most of the stories that we hear are church-centric, and there's stories and testimonies of church about another person getting saved or another program to start feeding people. And I love all that. It's all so valuable and important, but we have to add some conversations to the table of general Christianity. And one of them is AI. You know, when you fast forward to today, over 28% of Americans now use ChatGPT at work. We do here at Bowles Ministries. So a lot of ministries have embraced it. 78% of companies use AI in some form. And the number of AI tools coming out each month is mind-blowing, you guys. It's like tens of thousands of AI tools. And this is the largest leap in human productivity since the Industrial Revolution, and it's already dwarfing it. It's already dwarfing it. We can't afford to sit this one out because we demonize the technology. We have to engage, and we have to remember that when we're, you know, when the last type of technology like this came out was the internet, and the church was against it. We were kind of last. We didn't really like the technology of the internet, and we thought that it was going to be used to poison the minds of the world, and it has been. But you can't just look at that. You can't look at what the enemy's doing, and what our wrestle against flesh and blood is not the wrestle at all. But the enemy is doing something, and it doesn't mean you don't look at it, but you can't just look at it. You have to look at what God's done through the internet and through giving us a worldwide access to be able to launch things in the spirit because of the internet. And so many of us have been so beautifully impacted by the connection we have to other human beings, like our family and our friends and even our church communities, because of the internet. But when it first came out, the same kind of rhetoric that we hit in the church today against AI was happening against the internet, pornography and all the terrible things and all that. And it's all true, but it's not the only truth. And so we have to put the other truths on the table too, because the people did it with virtual reality. And there's a lot of technologies that Christianity was crying out against. It's evil. When it came out, you know, I like researched some of the technologies, and now they're central to how we do life. Like the printing press in the 1440s, there was so much fear. Many in the church were fearing mass reproduction of books was going to spread heresy and misinterpretation of scripture and rebellion against ecclesiastical authority. And the reality is it became the very tool that spread the Bible more widely than ever before. The Reformation was fueled by it. And today, printing is one of the greatest evangelical tools and discipleship tools we've ever experienced. So the irony is that the most printed books in history is the Bible. So the very thing that everyone was afraid of, they were afraid that we were going to somehow get corrupted by the printing press. Actually, the opposite was true. We actually had the Bible because the printing press was released. Was that a God idea or a man idea? I think it was a God idea. You know, you look at radio, early 1900s, the fear, some Christians called it the devil's airwaves. They gave the airwaves over to the devil, not seeing what God wanted to do, fearing worldly music and propaganda and corruption of the family. But the reality is it became a powerful, powerful platform for Christian teaching and music and evangelism. Billy Graham, Charles Stanley, and many others launched ministries through radio. And faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17. It became literal through the radio waves, and it was so powerful. And then television, of course, television in the 1950s and the 70s, there was such a fear. There was a propaganda of fear, and it was referred to as the sewer pipe into the home by many churches. And they warned against worldly influences and programming. And yes, that was true, but there's also something else going on. If you put what else was going on the table, it's a different conversation, because Christian television exploded. All these different stations became staples for teaching and worship and global outreach, reaching billions of homes. Now, Christian media is one of the largest industries in all religious communication. Thank God for CBN. Thank God for TBN and other groups that have done this. And then the internet, which we already talked about. But it was the fear was that it would be a portal to temptation and addiction, misinformation, disconnection. Is it that? Yes. But what else is on the table? It's nearly every church has a website, a live stream, online classes, podcasts, ministries like YouVersion have helped put scripture into billions of phones. Entire revivals and movements like Global House of Prayer Network have been organized through online platforms. I mean, this is ridiculous how awesome it was. You know, social media is another one. We could just keep going and going and going. But when you look at how many of these things have been feared at the front end, which has caused people to disengage and not actually be Josephs and Daniels and Esthers in these realms of technology. We've actually pulled away from them. It's a waste of our energy to focus on what the enemy's doing without looking at what God's doing. It just is. It's a waste of our energy. And AI, there's such a fear that's going to lead to job loss and depersonalization, even the end of humanity and the Antichrist agenda. But the emerging reality we're seeing, Christians are waking up to the opportunity to shape the moral foundations of AI and use it for missions and streamline ministry and expand access for truth and create things for the world and for households that have never been created before and create a level of service. Again, if human beings have a desire to be like God, and if God's made us in his image and he wants us to partner in our faith, what can AI do to spread that sonship around us and to spread that understanding that we are creators too with God and for God? And I think when you look at what's happened, you know, with film and theater, there was so much fear associated with vanity and worldliness and sinful realities. But when you look at what's happened just through The Chosen and Jesus Revolution, and now what's going to happen potentially through Narnia and some of the other films that are coming out, and all kinds of faith-based films I'm not naming, also House of David series and these kinds of things, when they're prophetic storytelling medium that touches hearts in ways that sermons maybe just can't reach or won't ever reach. We're so grateful for that, right? We're so grateful for the media and the entertainment world coming to of age to actually be relevant to the whole world, not just to Christendom. And I think that that's so profound. Well, I believe that there's people in the technology industries, all of them, but we're talking about AI, that God's launching his projects through, that God's launching his vision through. And AI today is something that we have to look at as something that God wants to use. The biblical perspective is to the pure, all things are pure, Titus 1:15, or all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says that. So there's all kinds of lawful things in AI, but not all things are profitable. And you look at it and go, okay, what is profitable? And I'm gonna connect my faith to that in this genre or this industry. Because if it's a spiritual gift or a tool for us, how can we use the tool in a way that shapes the world instead of somebody else? And I love every good and perfect gift comes from above, James 1:17. You know, as one Christian tech leader puts it, if Christians view AI solely as a threat, we'll miss our opportunity to shape it with heaven's values. And I think that's so profound. That's really it. I mean, that AI doesn't replace the Holy Spirit. It doesn't replace scripture. It doesn't replace human wisdom. It doesn't replace, I mean, there's articles about how AI is actually making people dumber in some ways because it's doing all the heavy lifting and critical reasoning, but it's also a mirror. It reflects the mind and the heart of those who wield it. So if we're wielding, if the church advocates a space, of course, guess who feels it? We've seen it happen with the internet, with pornography. 50% of the internet became pornography because the church wasn't present. And if the church enters it with prayer and strategy and prophetic insight, imagine the impact that we're going to have with AI. And I kind of have a prophetic word about this. I believe God's been showing me in my spirit, like he's placing people in rooms they've never thought they'd enter. Some of you are them. Tech boards, creative teams, startups, incubators, not to chase the world, but to help shape it. And that's a key difference, is you're not just chasing after AI or chasing after technology or chasing after trying to start another Amazon or Microsoft, but you're actually there to shape something that's happening over a technology that God wants to use as a gift to humanity. And yes, it might lead to all kinds of corruption too, just like other technologies have. But think about, again, the printing press. You know, the Bible is the most printed book today. Think about if the printing press didn't happen, how we wouldn't have access to the Bible like we do today. There's something that AI represents and what it's going to bring forth that we wouldn't have access to if God hadn't released it in our generation. So some of you listening today, your assignment is tied to innovation and maybe even to AI, but fear has kept you from engaging. And this is your permission to go all in with God, not all in with AI, all in with God, and ask God how he wants to use it in your life. Before I get to prayer, because I want to pray for you about this. And I know some of you, you need an impartation. You need that prayer. But I want to tell you, our spiritual growth mentoring community, we do have a class coming up next month about spiritually interpreting your own revelation and your own dreams and also helping others with theirs. And there's a lot of coaching, hands-on training that's going to happen through our pastoral director of our spiritual growth community and also our friend Steve Maddox, he's called the Dreamer Guy on Instagram and on several other social media sites. And he's interpreted over 10,000 spiritual dreams and lots of revelation. They're going to help you so much because their goal isn't to interpret for you. Their goal is to get you interpreting and understanding what God's trying to tell you. And this mentoring community is on fire right now. So come hear God's voice with us. I mean, there's so many cultural innovators who are part of our spiritual mentoring community. We just had some testimonies last week. And I think 3 of the 4 testimonies, people were like in some sort of arts, media, film, entertainment, or technology, talking about the breakthroughs they've gotten because they've heard God's voice for themselves. and it's changing the way they're living their lives. So we want to train you to discern what God's doing in your life and in your industry, especially if it's tech or business or education, these kinds of things. You don't want to just look around it and think, well, I'm going to avoid these things. You want to actually go right into the heart of what God has for you. So join us at bullsministries.com. You can click on mentoring and you'll find that class right away. Well, let's pray, because I think God wants to do some things in you right now. Some of you got stirred by just thinking about, like, I am a creator with God. AI shouldn't be that scary to me. I mean, of course, how it impacts the world is scary, but how God wants to use it in my life and how God wants to use it in my world shouldn't scare me. It should actually thrill me. And God, I thank you for giving us the ability to dream and to build. And God, we repent for seeing innovation as the enemy. We repent for looking at what the enemy is doing through innovation instead of seeing what you want to use as a tool. And even as you're anointing people to invent things, you're anointing people with gifts that come from you to do some things. And we need discernment alongside of this. And we ask you, God, for discernment. But Lord, anoint our hands to create, anoint our minds to create, anoint our speech and our hearts and our relationships to be filters and also to be incubators for these things. Lord, send people into the heart of culture with courage to lead in the character of the last God. We trust you, God, that you're speaking to people all over the world and that you're speaking to people even through the technologies that they're getting, that you're using technologies to speak of how good you are, and you're gonna bring strategies of innovation we've never experienced before. We wanna partner with you, God. We wanna know what you're saying, Jesus. We wanna do this for your sake, Jesus. And we wanna have a biblical worldview over this. And I pray for an impartation of that, that you would just get so hungry to know what God's doing in this area, that it would no longer, fear would not be your first response when you hear the word AI, but that you would have intrigue, that you would have question marks, that you would look at God like and ask the Holy Spirit, how do you want to use it? How do you want me to partner my faith for it? And believe me, man is not fully in control of AI. And that's been told even by the top leaders and experts. So we need God to use and develop this field in an amazing way. And who knows, you might be part of it. So, well, that's it for today. I hope you guys hear my heart in that. And I hope that this helped you to just maybe put a different piece again on the table of conversation. And if it stirred your heart, share it with a friend, share it with somebody who needs to hear this message about AI and hear that God wants to use it. Because some of you are around people who don't know that, who feel like it's the most evil thing that's ever come out. And it potentially could be, just like all kinds of other technologies could have a lot of evil to them, but inherently they're not evil. It's the people who use them and the enemy who uses them that actually present the evil to the world around us. And so what are you going to do about that? How are you going to use them? So consider supporting us. If you like this message, we are only able to be here on Sundays with you or whenever you're watching this because of generous donations from people who are watching just like you. And we need your support right now. We've had a lot of resistance. I was thinking about some of the resistance we've had, and it's just so ridiculous. The more public that we've gotten, the more videos that are made about us and all kinds of lies that are spread about us. And it happens from mainstream media. It happens from Christian groups who don't have the same theology about hearing God's voice. And it happens from people who just are disappointed in what we can't be as a ministry. And you have an opportunity to sow into what God's doing so we can continue to spread his love and his gospel around the world. So if this has touched you today, make sure to go with us on the journey by going to bullsministries.com/give. And let's keep exploring what God's doing in every corner of the world, even in technology. So I'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.shawnbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or shawnbowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.